Hello, I'm Petra. I'm the creative producer and the dramaturg for Theatre at Home.
Okay, just first of all, could you just tell me, what is Bee Festival?
Bee Festival is Birmingham's European festival. And I went there this year actually for the first time, and I was invited to be a member of the jury. It's a fantastic festival, and I regret I hadn't been there before. This is its fourth year. They invite people from all over Europe, from all the different countries, to come and share their work and perform pieces of maximum half an hour. Some of them are much shorter than that. So you have snippets of completely different performance styles and very sort of cross-art performances. And just that variety of performance in a night is really, really exciting.
We're bringing a Best of Bee Festival to Manchester. Why these four shows in particular?
As a jury member, we gave prizes to the shows that we thought were the most innovative and exciting. And three of those shows are open at the Barbican this week. I've invited a fourth show, another prize winner, Jamie Wood, called Beating McEnroe, who's actually a British artist, who was quite extraordinary. He won the audience prize at Bee Festival. Crazy, humorous, but also quite profound performance that I'm delighted to share with audiences at home. But we have a real mixture. The first piece is a Hungarian dancer, Milan from Radio Ballet. It's a sort of snippet. It's only 12 minutes where he discovered an old 1960s dance manual in his attic and he's created this extraordinary, humorous, physically quite stunning piece of dance, sort of solo dance. Loops and Breaks is improvisation. The audience can be involved. They don't have to be, I tell everybody. I think every night is different, depending on, you know, what the audience do and how they participate. And Waiting is by Mukhaled Rassem, who's Iraqi, based in Belgium. Now, this piece actually won the first prize at the festival, and it's an extraordinary piece. He has interviewed people around the idea of waiting. So it's a collage of film and movement, and the film is presented in a very inventive way, which I won't give too much away about. But it moves from quite witty questions about waiting to interviews actually with young people in Belgium who are waiting for their papers, waiting for the right to stay and to live. And it's actually a very profound, politically moving piece. And I'm thrilled that that's part of this whole collection.
So what's the vibe of the whole evening like, you know, when theatregoers sit down and, you know, arrive at the performance? What can they expect from the evening?
Well, apart from the high standard of the work, I was just amazed by this fantastic atmosphere that was in Birmingham when I arrived. And we are doing everything to recreate that here in Manchester, which means transforming. We're in the moment in this very unusual contemporary office space, which is quite stunning in itself. But we're going to transform that into a kind of festival hub. We've got people who are going out to our theatre stores and going to bring in all kinds of strange objects and sofas. And we're going to create a lounge and a bar. And also, between the performances in the interval, there is a dinner. A very, very tasty dinner is being arranged where all the audience members and the performers and the creative team will come together and have meal on long tables and the wine will flow. And you have a chance to get to know people, to talk about what you've seen, to talk about other things. So it's a very, very sociable event.